and welcome to another episode of
Tony Banana's 20-sided extravaganza.
That's right.
We're back with another a new story. Roger is not here with us today, so we're going to switch gears. We're going to try something different. This will hopefully be a nice little one-shot, split it up into a few parts, because this is probably going to be a many hours, and I don't feel like uploading a six-hour-long podcast, because I'm pretty sure you guys would just stop listening after a while.
I don't know if we keep it interesting. I think switching up is a good idea.
Yeah.
Because not too many people... Well, you can't assume that everyone's going to be interested in the... high fantasy setting that comes with Pathfinder or your typical D&D. This happens to be World of Darkness, which takes place in what could be considered a modern setting.
Yep.
And it usually is. This is going to be something special.
Yep.
It's like a special event.
It's kind of good because this will be spread out over, you know, 3 or 4 weeks or whatever it is.
Yep.
However long we end up doing this. And, well, that'll take us into October.
Yep.
So, this is a good time of year for the World of Darkness.
Yep. So, before we get going here, you guys, I'm Josh.
I'm Matt.
Doug.
And that's it.
Yeah, it's two parts of campaign.
Yep.
One GM.
Yep, crafted this story, heavily inspired from something that I will reveal at the end, as to not give anything away at the beginning.
For those of you who are unaware, World of Darkness is a completely different game system from D&D. As a matter of fact, it doesn't even use D20s.
No.
Which is really a whole...
I thought about that before we did this.
Look, it's already ridiculous enough. We'll just roll with it.
Just, we're lying to our listeners.
Roll with it.
Whatever. It's a tabletop. We call it tabletop extravaganza. No,
yeah.
We'll just go with 20-sided because I already made the thing with the words on it, and we're just going to go with that because
yeah.
I don't want to make another one.
Right.
Yeah. So, with this one, it should run a little bit more smoothly, because we're all familiar with World of Darkness.
Mm-hmm. It's been a little while.
Yeah.
We've all played it more than we've all played Pathfinder.
That is true.
Although, to be fair, if you roll Pathfinder in with D&D, I've played more of that than World of Darkness. Mm-hmm. But, World of Darkness uses just a whole crap load of D10s. And it's a very, very simple system. Very new user friendly if you've not used tabletop games before.
Yeah.
You have your attributes, which are pretty standard. I mean, intelligence and strength and all that stuff. And then you get into skills, which are broken down to mental, physical, and social skills. And depending on what kind of character you want to make, you put the points in each category.
You don't have to do any complicated math or rolling to get your character the way you want. It's pretty easy to just jump in. Like, we just made characters and took, like, half hour maybe?
About that. And there won't be 30-minute blocks of us searching for trying to figure out what a spyglass does either in this one.
Yeah. This is very GM focused.
Yeah.
Like we
storytelling.
There aren't too many structured rules. It is a storyteller's game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. So before we get going here, you might hear some background noise. That is a thunderstorm and a fire. Perfect accompaniment to this sort of game.
Maybe we keep it classy around here.
Yeah.
Thanks, you two.
Indeed. Indeed.
Yeah. What? you didn't think we were going to convince them that that was a real fire and a real thunderstorm.
No, not for
7 hours. Yeah.
This one's only 3.5 hours. As opposed to the 8 or 10 that you usually get from these fireplace videos.
And Platinum will just restart it if need be.
Yeah. We probably will if we take a break anyway.
Yeah.
True.
But.
So, I guess we'll jump right in. If there's anything else you guys wanted to mention before we get going here. I'd like to thank everyone that downloaded the last episode. It was a huge hit. We made it to number 6 on this vague chart.
We're doing it.
Yeah.
We're climbing. By the way, who are you guys? we don't know.
Yeah.
Like, we picked out maybe some people we know. Maybe.
Look, we've nailed down about 5 people, possibly, and I've seen the download numbers for the last 48 hours, and it's significantly more than that. Yeah. So, give us a shout.
Yeah, I mean, you don't have to know us personally. Just like us on Facebook, and, you know, just drop a comment.
Yeah.
Or, whatever, you know?
Yeah. We want to hear from you.
We want you to be more than a number. Rise above the statistic.
If there's anything you want us to want us to talk about more or do more, we'll
talk
about
less.
Yeah, or talk about less.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we can talk about plenty of things less.
Yeah. I mean, we can take that into consideration. I'm not guaranteeing anything because it's my podcast, but
ask us questions.
Yes.
Usually we go into one of these thinking, what are we going to talk about, guys?
Yeah.
We could. Like, read a question and answer it.
Hey, Q&A session. That would be cool.
Mailbag.
Oh, shit. We could do a lightning round.
We have, like, $2 banana email address.
We do. $2 banana, spelled out T-W-O, banana.
There's all there's dollar in there as well.
$2 banana, no spaces, at gmail.com.
You know, simple email address.
If I know you guys are,
no
are
X's,
sending,
no underscores, no 69s or 420s.
Nope. I'll be glad to start checking that email.
But we got some 20 bonanza to do.
Yep.
So let's roll some dice.
Let's do some things.
Yeah.
So I guess just start off a little bit, tell you guys a little bit about the setting, give you an introduction to where you guys are both at. Because what I've done is I've asked you guys to create characters based on one simple line of background. You two are both soldiers returning home from World War I. I did not say how you were returning home or what state you guys were in. I didn't give you any sort of background as to what you guys did in the war or who you might have been before the war. So... is going to be it's going to be an interesting jump off. You guys, the situation is you're both waking up in the hospital back home. Okay? You don't really remember why or how you got there. You just woke up. Last thing you remember is being overseas in the war. You don't really remember the events that led to hospitalization. Naturally, you guys are in beds next to each other because I'm not splitting the party in the beginning.
It's wise of you. Very kind.
Yeah.
It also makes sense because we didn't do it on purpose, but our last names would probably come one right after the other in the alphabet.
Should we describe our characters right now, or should we do that naturally as... Do we know each other?
Yeah, you guys do know each other.
All right. So, okay. Well, we'll just describe our characters. What's yours, Doc?
So, my character is named Kermit Van Rijnsdijk.
That's actually not very similar to mine at all.
No, but the middle part of it.
The van?
Yeah, well, yours is van, mine's Vaughn.
Yeah.
It's completely different words.
I know, but it's weird that we both have that. That we both came up with that. Mine is based... Mine... His name is, based on two very different people. Kermit comes from, Kermit Roosevelt, Teddy Roosevelt's son, who was killed in the war.
Not cool.
No. And, James Van Riemsdyk, the NHL player.
I thought I was, there was a moment where I thought you were going to go, James Van Der Beek. No. So we're not getting the van.
James and Trevor Van Riemsdyk, both NHL players, brothers. So
Kermit Van Riemsdyk sounds like a turn-of-the-century name, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I thought it kind of fit. And then, so he's 19 years old. In the World of Darkness games, you come up with a virtue and a vice. His virtue is justice, and his vice is pride.
Real American hero.
Yeah, he's got some experience in medicine, healing from the war. And
would you say he was a medic?
Maybe. I mean, I guess, yeah, because medics would have the same weaponry.
Oh, yeah, I mean,
everything. So he still have.
Yeah, he's not a specialist. But
yes, he's decent in that, but his specialty is in medicine.
Like, there's a difference between a medic and, like, a doctor.
Right, yes.
Like a MASH unit or something.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if MASH was a thing in the 20s.
I can't answer that.
I can't either.
So, yeah. that's my character, Kermit Van Riemsdyk.
Mine is John von Braun. He is a farm boy. 21. His virtue is faith, and his vice is pride. They're soldiers!
Yeah.
Why wouldn't they be?
Yeah. You guys have played right into this, and you know nothing about this story. This is fantastic.
You know what? I couldn't be happier that that's your reaction.
Everything is falling into place. I give you guys one line and tell you to go with it.
Here we are. We're just playing what we want to play in a... Is it post-World War I? Is the war still going on?
Yeah, I guess it's post.
So it's past, like, Armistice Day.
Yeah, like, I mean, the last thing you guys remember is being in the war.
Okay.
But at this point, it's...
We hadn't figured it out. We were just waking up from our comas.
Yep. Yeah.
Anyway, my dude is a farm boy, so he's got some farm skill. He's got some farm skillin'. Skilled with farm stuff.
Plows. Horses.
You know, Harvest Moon shit.
Sickles.
But he is a sharpshooter, so he's got some wicked rifle skills bump.
Does he wear suspenders?
At home.
Right now, I'm guessing he's wearing a hospital gown.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Okay, so
why are we hospitalized?
Why indeed?
All right, hang on. So we're just waking up.
You're just waking up.
Incidentally, simultaneously.
For the purposes of the story, yes.
Okay.
All right. You want ice cream?
Lieutenant,
you know, I've actually
my legs.
I actually wrote a character in Lieutenant Dan.
Oh,
later,
of course.
So.
Oh shit! Get out of my head. Is there a calendar or anything near us so we can tell time of day? Perhaps a flag so we know where we are.
You guys are in your home country, wherever that may be.
We're
American.
Yeah,
right.
We're American.
Okay, then yeah,
like there was there's talk that like so many GIs after World War I, we could have just gone to France, become expatriates. But I don't think we're going that route.
No.
So it's like I don't know 11 o'clock in the morning. You guys are woken up. There's a woman standing. Just
by Kermit, sitting close to Kermit's bed. Mm.
I'm having flashbacks to the Phantom Pain. You've seen the beginning part.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, yep. You guys are,
there's a radio that's playing like a Lindy Hop version of Bowie.
I will say this. You guys met, like, in the war. You didn't know each other before.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
We're just both incidentally Dutch farm boys.
Well, I assume my character was a city guy.
Okay. Country mouse, city mouse. Kind of playing right in. This is so good.
Playing right in.
He's got some points in streetwise.
Oh, good, because mine doesn't. Yeah. Shit, we're going to be real balanced.
I hope so.
Step into my whip.
This is crazy.
Okay, so the lady's near me.
Yep.
Does she see me wake up?
Yes. Yeah, she sees you starting to gather your Vin Diesel style composure.
Okay.
get your potato face on.
Kermit, you're alive.
So I say, where am I?
You're back home in the city.
Oh, we're going that route, aren't we?
What day is it?
It's Tuesday. it's September.
How long?
Okay. Well, that makes it easy. Yeah.
So does it figure out? So I would my character would know based on the fact that it's September how long I've been there.
Roughly. Okay. I guess like I didn't do enough research into World War One. Didn't have the time. So.
But yeah, you kind of just put this together like yesterday.
Yeah.
But I would know when the last day I remember is.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
So how long would that be?
Be 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks.
Okay. Yep.
So it took time to ship us back.
Yep.
That's true.
So we've been unconscious and on a boat ride.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Alright.
For the purposes of this, yes. Whether or not they did that, probably not.
I don't know. I don't think they did.
Until they just stayed in like a French hospital until all of them went home.
Okay.
probably, yeah. That's alright, so we're both coming too then, huh?
Yep.
Do we know what got us?
You guys don't. No.
Okay. What got us?
A bomb went off near you guys. Bleep. Both. Yeah. Sideways.
What the?
It's a miracle you guys are still alive.
Can I make like a check to like look around and see?
Yeah.
And this would be like, it would be wits, right?
Wits composure.
It's composure, so it's 4. Okay.
So just so you guys know, the way you make checks in this game is you roll an amount of D10 based on how many ranks you put into your skills or attributes, as it may be, and it's above 5.
No,
it's 8 or above. So that is a positive.
8, 9, or 10, which is a 0.
Yeah, and based on how many successes determines
success.
The level. But since Doc is just coming out of a coma state, he's going to be a little groggy.
Blurry.
There might be a slight disadvantage.
A lot is at the GM's discretion.
Yep.
I just want to check to make sure I can't use any of my merits for this. I don't think I can. But we'll just go with it. I only got 1 success anyway.
Okay. You're a little too groggy to really notice anything.
Okay.
eyes are adjusting and whatnot. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. No, you guys bomb went off, and you guys just happened to be next to each other when it went off. Put you guys both back, hit your heads, now you're here.
Jeez.
Comas?
That's one hell of a coma. Well, I mean, it could be worse.
Yeah, you know, yeah, we woke up. It was a coma bomb.
All right. Let's just fast forward a bit here.
Yep.
So we've come to the conclusion that we've been out for a while.
Yes.
Am I okay? Is everything?
You guys, the doctor said that, you know, it was minimal damage. You might have some trouble remembering things around the time of the explosion.
Amnesia.
but no, it was very fortunate that you guys made it out.
How long do we have to stay here?
You guys can go. You can go when you wake up.
You didn't think ahead that we'd have to be in the hospital for a little while, did you?
Nope, sure didn't.
Alright,
no,
if we don't have any other injuries...
Yeah, the hospital just found out you guys didn't have insurance, so as soon as they determine you're not about to die, you're gone.
20th. Insurance? See, that's the problem with a time period setting.
It's fine. This is an alternate reality anyway.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, alright, so yeah, let's just cut the fat and... Let's assume that we've spent time there to recover, and we're going to our respective homes.
Yep.
What city is it?
The one I'm from.
Yes.
Okay. Imagine like a New York City.
Yeah. I'll do that.
Yeah. It's a big city.
Or, well, 19.
You know what? Why don't we go with Chicago? It's the 20s. There's farmland that my character would have been.
It's not too far off.
Yeah, that works.
Well, New York is contained, and all around it is garbage. So,
alright, we'll go with
Chicago.
Alright. So, yep, you guys are both from Chicago. I love how no one has asked who I am yet.
What, the nurse?
Yeah.
Why would we ask who the nurse is?
I didn't say it was a nurse.
Who fucking...
You said it was a woman.
But it's a nurse, though. Who else would be by the
bed? Dressed like a nurse?
Yeah.
No.
Well, you should have mentioned that when you said it's a woman.
I figured you guys would ask a little bit more questions.
You gotta assume that we're observing. At least enough so we can see whether or not she looks like a nurse.
Alright.
So she didn't look like a nurse, and we're back at the hospital again. Who? Is it anyone we recognize?
I gotta write your name down, Doc. I'm gonna forget it. Kermit?
Yep.
Kermit Vanderbeek. Kermit equals sign Doc.
And John Brown.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. It's Kermit's mother by his bed.
Oh. Well, that's good. That's good. Where are my folks?
Where indeed?
It's okay. It costs money to get into the city from the countryside.
Mom, I'm coming home.
Kermit's mother's there. You guys get you out of here soon. John, you can come with us. Here's... You don't have anyone here.
We might kind of.
So, yeah. Get you home, get you nursed up, and, you know, we can get you all ready for church in the morning.
I'll stay at the hospital.
Wait a minute. It's Tuesday.
Oh, church is an everyday thing here.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Very religious family.
Settle with that. That's fine.
Not just the family, Kermit. You guys have been gone for a long time. Church is everything here.
Why?
You're delirious. You'll see.
Okay.
Salvation, Carmen. You gotta save your soul. You guys have been overseas. Probably doing a lot of killing.
What country have I been fighting for?
What country indeed?
Okay. I'm gonna sleep for when I get home, I think. Let's get out of here.
Yeah. Let's.
Okay.
Okay.
So you guys go back to Kermit's?
Yeah, we'll go back. Does that sound like a nice offer?
Okay. Just get there, you know. Miss Kermit, listen.
Well, on the ride home, did you see anything in the city that stands out? Should I make a
roll?
I don't think I would have much of a awareness about what's up with the city anyway.
Two.
Okay, you definitely see some. There's some. I gotta think 20s here. There's a lot of lights. Even in the daytime, it looks kind of scummy, sleazy. Yeah. There's lots of signs up on like telephone pole, flyers and stuff, advising people to be sure to attend church sermons. And there's also there's definitely a break in town where you can see where things, there's like a good side and a dark side. And like the dark side, there's a lot more lights and you see a lot more signs related to a place called the Dime.
The Dime.
Yeah. But there's still church awareness there, but once you move over to the lighter side of town, the Dime fades out and there's more church. That makes sense?
Yeah.
It's
there's a city part of town and there's a gentrified part of town.
Yeah, like Detroit and Amon. Only, not Detroit because all of Detroit's shitty.
Detroit's shitty. Detroit listeners.
That's not important.
You don't have to. You know what? Detroit's pretty great.
Yep.
If you're from Detroit.
I love Detroit.
Yeah.
I get no problems with it.
Nope.
Mom's spaghetti.
Okay, so.
So that's what you see out the window.
Which side are we?
You're driving through, so like the house is on the lighter side of town.
Okay.
But it's not like a house, it's a city house, so it's like a.
Right, it's.
Townhouse.
Yeah, kinda. It's a townhouse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely not a wealthy family. So, you guys get home, are you going to bed as well?
I was recently injured, yes.
Okay. So, as you guys are on your way, up to, the room, because it's not a lot of room.
Right.
The Kermit's mother pulls Kermit aside and she says, I know you've been through a lot, but eventually we're going to have to talk about what happened over there.
Yeah,
it's World War I, so a lot happened over there.
Your dad was a big part of my life as well, so I would kind of like to know what happened to him over there. And the doctors haven't really been able to tell me.
Okay, so it wasn't just World War I, that was what happened over there.
I'll tell you soon. I need my rest right now.
Okay. Alright.
Do I know what happened over there?
So right now, you guys are both suffering from
mild amnesia,
so it's okay if you don't remember. But if it comes back, I'm going to want to know. You know. Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
Cool beans!
Yeah.
So, let's assume we sleep.
Yep.
Either of us get any, like, dreams or flashbacks?
That sounds like it would be a roll.
Well, I guess I'll just roll then. What am I rolling?
Let's roll.
I guess, like,
intelligence and the occult.
Alright. 1d10. No success here.
I have one success.
One success. So, Kermit, you get a little bit of shell shock. Nothing too severe, but you hear the guns. You're in the trenches. You see the tank barreling towards you. You think, I'm well underprepared for this.
Shit's getting deep.
Yep. So, you get morning time now. Sun's up. Means it's morning time. You guys wake up, and by the sound of Kermit's mother urging you guys to get ready for the day, because you got church. John, of course, you can borrow some of Kermit's clothes.
We should be about the same size.
Yeah, you look roughly fives.
I didn't choose giant as one of my parents, so.
Alright. Just to clarify, it is Wednesday.
Yes.
Okay then. Well, that's just dandy. Church every day sounds pretty nice.
Yep.
I'm skeptical. But I have to go figure out what this is all about.
Okay.
I'm down with it.
All right. So, you guys get back in the car and start heading towards the center of the city.
I ask my mother, you go to the same church that you used to go to?
It's the only church.
The only church.
Yeah.
Baptist?
Yeah, what religion are you?
Non-denominational. Whatever.
What were you before the war, though?
I'm gonna assume Big Western Farm type. He'd probably be something like either Baptist or Pentecostal.
Methodist.
Something like that. For the sake of simplicity, I'll just go with Baptist.
Okay.
Protestant.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll keep it.
No Catholics on the flatland.
No, sir.
We're in the city. I'm confused, but I think maybe my character would probably be making, maybe there's just feeling some effects from the war, just kind of general confusion or something.
Well, I understand that, son, but it's important to get you guys back into church as soon as possible. You gotta repent.
For what?
For all of the sins that you committed at war.
Yeah, we should probably get on it.
Yeah. He knows.
I think I'm quiet the rest of the day.
Alright. So you guys pull in, arrive at this rather large church in the center of town.
How large?
Huge.
Like
easily the biggest building in the city.
Would we call it a cathedral, or would we call it a like one of those mega churches that's like a stadium?
I would say cathedral still.
Okay.
I mean, it's not quite mega church.
It's a little bit too affluent for my tastes, but you know, as long as God's in God's house, I'll be okay.
Has this church always been here?
It's been gone a long time. Yes, it has. Yeah.
Big old city churches, I mean, seen nothing like it.
Is it the same? Would it have been the same? It's a different church than one that I would have gone to before the war.
No.
Same one.
The war. Okay.
Okay.
Okay, I guess what is it, what does the outside look like? I know it's like a cathedral, but...
Yeah, no, it's a big building, a lot of stained glass, and a round big bell at the top.
What's, is there a name of the church? Church, saint, whatever, Christ the Redeemer?
Church, Man, I wish I would have had more time.
Yeah, right?
Church of Perpetual Sorrow.
Oh. Yeah, this got dark.
World of dark.
Yeah. It's not making me feel better.
Yeah, even I'm a little leery, but, you know,
what are
I ain't seen nothing weird yet.
Are there any, like, statues outside or anything that... Does it look welcoming, or the name doesn't help?
Yeah. I mean, it's big, it's ominous. You can hear like organ playing inside.
People.
Yeah, oh yeah, like the whole city's coming out for this. Okay. I did think of the name for this, by the way, which I will reveal later on.
Cool.
yeah, no, everyone's pulling in.
So it's okay. It's stony. Like, a lot of money was thrown at this church to get it in the condition it's in.
Yeah. It's
it ain't a little massive. White chapel.
No.
Okay.
No. No. It's pretty massive. I mean, it's gotta fit everyone in the city. That's what it's there for. It's the only church.
So we're talking like this is like a St. Patrick's in New York kind of.
Except bigger.
Except bigger.
Well, it'd have to be if it's the whole city.
It's Chicago, yeah. That's right. So this is a mega church.
A mega cathedral.
A megathedral.
Megathedral. Halfway through, it breaks up into a person.
is this something called megathedral versus mega church?
Oh, don't give sippy ideas.
Yeah. Okay. So we go in, I guess. Follow my mother in.
Okay.
Wow, this is a little intimidating.
It'll be fine. Just wait until the priest starts talking. He's very, very persuasive, very influential, great man, done a lot for this city.
Who is it?
The priest.
Deacon, buddy! Come on!
Look, I focus more on the story than the names.
Than the details. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
That's the most important.
Yeah. And the, like I said, the source material wasn't heavy on names, which is why I let you guys name your own characters.
Why don't we go like the easy path and his name is Priest?
Yeah.
His name is Father Priestly.
Priest.
Yeah, there you go. Priest.
Yeah.
Father Priest.
Okay, so we go in, I guess.
Yep.
Okay. So yeah, you guys just follow the train of people that are cramming in, for the sermon.
Okay.
It's early. Like, it's morning time, but it's early. It's like 7.
Okay.
Like, early than most churches. Like, I don't think I've...
Yeah, Mass is usually, what, like 9 or 10?
Yeah, depending on religion.
Yeah, like, I went to church... I've been to church once that was at, like, 6:30. But that was, like, in the deep south.
Right.
Yeah.
That was the early morning.
Yeah. Midwestern city... lifestyles probably dictate a later
start time.
It's abnormally early for this.
Okay.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Okay. Yet everyone's gathering this
early. Everyone's...
I'm not going to work or anything.
Yep. Everyone's turning out for this.
Okay. Do you see anybody you know in the crowd, or just...
No. No, you guys do not recognize anyone.
Okay. It's some kind of holiday?
Nope. It's just a regular day. This is a... You may not know this out in the country, but every day we do this.
Well, I had to bring that home. did this... This is new to me, right?
Yeah, you don't remember.
Okay.
So
I'm, like, confused, but at the same time, it's like, maybe this time, maybe my memory's just...
A little wobbly.
Okay. Like, how... You said the amnesia was, around the time of the, injury.
Yeah.
But would it... How far back would it go?
I mean, it's not going to be the same for both of you guys. Because I'm not going to make it neurological.
Would we have forgotten, like, all of the war?
It's quite possible. I mean, for the sake of this, I'm telling you guys you were at war.
But it's possible that we just forgot everything over there.
Okay. Yeah.
So, like I said, short amount of time that I had to plan this. It works.
Righto.
Okay, so we're in there, we sat down.
Yep.
On Rose, and are there any, like, handbooks or anything like that?
Yep, there is several hymnbooks, you know, underneath the chairs in front for every person that would be. Be sitting in. I guess it'd be cute back then.
And there's a lot of books.
Yep.
What is the interior of the Church of Perpetual Sorrow? What does that look like?
Extravagant. Spared no expense.
Jeez.
Yep.
Father Hammond.
There's like gold, like unnecessary.
Oh dear. This doesn't bode well. I made it to the Vatican. Let's see. I want to look at one of the books.
Okay. You can just grab it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll to grab it.
No, I'm not.
You fail. You miss. You drop the book and it blows up. End game. Save the world. Okay, so, yeah.
If you grab Geriatric's ass and get smacked.
I suppose I'm grabbing the book as well.
Why not?
Yeah.
We have
no real indication of what's going on, so best to look in the books.
Okay.
Is it the standard King James Bible that we would be familiar with?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess. So.
Well, that's positive.
Yeah.
Any addendums that would be unfamiliar?
No, and I mean these, like what you guys are picking up isn't a Bible either, it's a hymn book.
Yeah. So it's a hymn book.
So you guys would be, I mean, there is King James Bible, but, yeah, you're picking up a hymn book.
I want to look, let's see, there are, like, songs are anything to recognize, or if they're, like, weird names or anything.
Yep. Yeah, roll, intelligence and, I don't know, like, investigation? That makes sense, Frank.
Yeah. That seems right. I'll do the same. One.
Okay.
The hymns look normal. Nothing abnormal. Not reading anything between the lines. Not like every third word is like something in Latin backwards.
Okay.
Just
gotta know what God we're praying to. What's the altar look like?
Again, extravagant.
So, I asked my mother, what time does this thing start?
Usually a little after 7 is when the priest gets going. So it won't be too long.
Oh, geez, this is early.
Okay. And, he's good, he's powerful, he gets very enthusiastic, so be prepared for a wonderful 3 hours.
What? 3 hours? Church. Your character would love it. Not really. I mean, there's a lot of work gotta get done.
potatoes be picked.
And all of this, like, to him, reeks of, like, vanity.
Hmm. Okay. Just the gold.
That.
The size of the church.
Yeah. And I guess a smidgen of idolatry, because you don't erect a giant fucking church.
And the giant golden elephant in the middle of the room.
Assuming there is one, and I haven't rolled to see if I've seen it yet. But, he's Protestant. So, like, a little church is a good church. It's just a room that he's not, like, Catholic. Which has, you know, the Vatican and such.
Midway.
Midway.
Yeah, so I guess just wait. Let's get the... Unless something else happens, it's good to get into it.
Alright. Yeah. So, the organ guy, he keeps it playing, and, he's going to town.
Garden of Eden.
The priest, you see him walk up the middle. And get up on his platform there.
Bump it.
That's it.
There you go.
Yeah. And he starts to preach. And he's
what does he look like? Older guy or?
Yeah, he's okay. So he's probably in his 50s. Got nice haircut, big smile. He's got nothing flowy about him. You know, suits that kind of preacher.
Crisp.
Yeah, crisp.
Clean.
Clean cut. Get that, used car salesman smile.
Televangelist looking.
Yeah. What is it? John Baker?
Tammy Faye Baker's husband?
Yep.
Okay.
The guy that got caught in the motel?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Like that guy. He's really going to town, you know. He's talking a lot about how the only way to heaven is through this church. He's here to save you. And if you need to explore your vices, if you need to let out that side of you, to do it in his facility at the Dime, where you can get all your kicks down at the Dime.
Should we roll some kind of a manipulation component or what?
What are you trying to do?
Figure out if he's telling the truth.
Yeah, like, I mean, how much influence would he have over... Like, probably very little on him. But if this is the faith that I've come back to,
like, this church specifically, a brothel in the church, if you will, a facility of amusement. This don't sound like my church.
All right, yeah, roll.
I would say composure would be the main one.
Yeah, composure and persuasion. Or manipulation. Composure and manipulation.
No. It would be composure because that's a resistance. Mm-hmm. I'm not manipulating him.
Right.
He's
trying... It would appear that he's trying to manipulate the congregation.
I would assume either wits or resolve.
Resolve.
Okay, resolve and composure.
Yeah.
So I'm going to roll 4d10s.
4d10s?
4d10s? Hang on. That's a modifier. Hang on. 4d10s.
And also, if you roll a 10, which is a 0, you get to re-roll and have a chance to get an extra chance.
Yeah. Alright, I rolled a 9 and 10, so I'm rolling again.
Okay.
2.
Okay, so you definitely sense that something is amiss. Something's not right about this guy. Might be the smile. Might be what he's actually talking about. But you can, you know, he's not pulling the wool over your eyes, you know what I mean?
Okay.
You're like, wait a minute.
I don't think it is open up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you're right.
My character is not exactly keen intellected. Little slow on the uptake. But this triggered is.
Triggered! Alright. Okay. So, Kermit, did you want to do anything? I mean, I'm not going to sit here for 3 hours and give you a fake sermon,
right.
So...
Please don't.
Part of me wants to
this
see it,
fictitious
but,
brothel.
So, what is... Oh, okay, what do I see? What's the reaction of the people in the crowd?
They're eating it up.
Including my mother?
Yes.
Okay. That doesn't bode well either.
No. Okay.
You can definitely tell that this has been going on for a long time and that they're all used to it.
So this is a town that likes the idea of being able to get away with whatever it wants so long as it's under the eyes of the church.
Yes. It's kind of like if you let a little kid watch an R-rated movie as long as you're with them.
Okay.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I mean, like watching a 5-year-old watch Porky's, but you get what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I got you. Is the content of the sermon otherwise standard?
Standard, but very evangelical, very fear-based, very strict, unless it's in this other space.
Okay.
Like, they've designated this space, anything goes. Mm. Thunderdome. But if you have to do what you gotta do there.
Church with Thunderdome. That actually does sound a little appealing. If only from, like, a witness's perspective.
Is Tina Turner there?
She's always there.
Okay.
Yeah, she comes packed with Thunderdome.
Yeah. Okay, so... I don't know, I guess there's really nothing to do with it.
I'm just gonna ignore.
Okay.
It ain't like I'm not used to waiting.
Yeah.
What with trench warfare and then being in the hospital.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So what do we do after sermon's over. I'm assuming there's a church brunch.
the entire city.
Well, the sermon wraps up, and you see another man walk up to the priest to talk to him.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys do?
So I only want the priest. I mean, just the one to talk to him after.
Yeah.
Everybody else is leaving.
Yeah.
That guy goes up.
Yes.
Okay. I guess it kind of. I want to get a little bit closer and try to. Try to hear what they're talking about.
Okay.
Since I am sort of in the mindset that I am one of two sane people in the entire city of Chicago, and a guest in his house, I follow him.
Okay. How close do you guys want to get?
Well,
I'm just going to look nonchalant while he... snoops.
Okay.
Maybe I sit down in a pew and like read a Bible or something.
So you're the one gathering
near
the
sleep. Like up near the
because
I'm guessing he's standing up. Is he on the altar? Like at
they're both standing. Yeah.
So,
out in the open. They're not trying to be secretive.
I just try to get near the front of the church and pretend that I'm looking around at everything. Decoration
and all that. Roll like stealth and like presence.
Investigation should probably be
investigation,
right?
Well, I mean,
investigation based roles are typically made when a character actively studies a situation.
Okay.
So that would definitely be investigation. You'd probably want to roll either intelligence or wits. Probably intelligence.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just for the hell of it, I'm going to use...
I muted the rain. That'll make things easy. Shall we clap?
Yeah, nowhere else. Start immediately after.
Right?
Okay.
Yeah, just for the hell of it, I'm going to use a willpower. So.
Okay, so.
That's an extra three of the dice pool, right?
Yes. Yep. And for the listeners at home, you can use willpower to add to your dice pool if you're making a particularly crucial roll.
Yeah. Willpower is, depending on what ranks you put into your attributes, you get more or less willpowers.
Yeah. So, let's do this. Four.
Okay, so you're listening in. You're successfully get up to the front. You're just looking around at all the gold, or making like you're looking around at all the gold, and you're catching bits of this conversation. Where you're able to gather that the man talking to the priest is the mayor of the city. And you're getting a sense that they're related in some way. You hear the priest say, "Is everything ready?" And the mayor says, "Yes, Mr. Usher is on his way."
Usher's coming?
Mr. Usher.
He's gonna dance for us?
Yeah.
And, like, sing R. Kelly songs?
Yeah.
Also, it's Jim Baker. That's who we're thinking of.
Jim Baker.
Anyway. Okay, so, let's see. Okay, I guess I kinda
tell him what I heard.
Sounds shady.
Yeah, have you ever heard this Mr. Usher guy?
I don't think I have. Do you think, have I?
No.
I have not.
Okay, so it's the mayor. Okay, I'm gonna... Okay, I'm gonna go up to, when they're done talking, I want to go up to the mayor and talk to him.
Okay. There's no role for that.
Is he done talking?
Yes, sir.
Walked away.
No, hold on. Give me 5 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, now they're done talking.
Okay.
I'm with him. Show of force.
So I want to go up to him and say, excuse me, Mr. Mayor.
Yes, sir.
This is the mayor of Chicago.
Listen, I don't have very many voices.
Sir, I'm a soldier that just returned from the war.
We are.
We both are. We're soldiers. So just wanted to introduce ourselves.
Yes, I heard about you too.
Shake his hand. I've been gone for quite a while. This is a pretty nifty setup you got here.
Yes, we like it. We spared no expense. But can you really spare an expense on something as important as this?
No, I suppose not.
I'm from the simple countryside. I've never seen anything like this.
Yeah. Bet you haven't.
Oh, sir. Is this the only city that has such a wonderful setup?
We are the first, yes. We are looking to expand. You know, there's always room for expansion, and we want to spread the word.
So you've heard that we just came back from the war?
Yes. I keep well in contact with the hospital and any sort of residents that might be coming back to town after being over there and all that destruction. I like to keep a face with them. Me and my brother here, the priest, my brother. So we go down to the church the hospital and see people. And it's a shame we didn't get down there to see you two before you left. But I understand you had an insurance problem. So
yeah, we got kicked out pretty quick.
Yeah, they don't tolerate that down there.
No. Thankfully, my mother was there to pick us up.
Yeah.
Yes. Came about the military insurance policy. Us GIs have to deal with.
Yeah, it's too bad we should have some kind of bill or something.
What are you gonna do?
Maybe after the next World War.
Whoa! Another one. We just got out of this one, you guys.
So you and your brother have been doing this for a while?
Yes. It was slow, you know, moving operation, but we gained some traction and got some funding, and we were able to actually, you know, build up this church and make it something to be proud of.
Yeah, it's certainly something to be proud of. Where did you folks first hear of a concept like this done?
Something that that my brother and I came up with on our own. We saw that the times they are a-changing, you know, with the war and with the automobile and the planes, and we can't just things are going to get worse before they can get better. So we wanted to have a location, where our residents could could act out and have it be safety netted, like babysitting almost. I figured it was a nice little way to have that place to decompress.
Well, you know,
without getting into too much trouble, you know. You don't want to get into too much trouble.
It's good for the flock to have a place to be rowdy, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
We've been gone for a while, obviously, and the city's changed a bit since we've been gone. So, are there any places that you would recommend for newly returned soldiers to visit?
Well, I would definitely say to go down to the Dime.
You recommend the Dime for any prisoner?
Any sort of vice you might have, the Dime is your place. And I tell you what, you go down there, and you mention, you tell them the mayor sent you, and everything's on the house the first night.
Well, hot damn, man.
Watch your language, son. We're in the house of God.
Pardon my
we're not at the Dime yet.
Yeah.
Pardon my country dialect. But that sounds like a mighty fine deal. Appreciate it.
Now, who am I but a generous man?
Yes, thank you, sir.
Now, that's all, gentlemen. I have some mayor duties to attend to upstairs.
Absolutely. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you for your time, sir.
You guys have a splendid afternoon.
Yes.
You intend to.
Done.
The mayor leaves. Goes upstairs.
We should probably skedaddle.
Yes.
If you want to come out to the country, that would be mighty fine. We don't need to stay here anymore.
You guys just nope out of the whole story.
This is what
meanwhile, I'm like, roll to see if the carrots are done yet.
I think we should definitely leave the church. And our ride will be waiting. So, yeah, I guess we'll go back home just to discuss this more in private.
Yeah.
Well, your mother has left you, because you guys took too long.
Well, that was nice of her.
So,
well, we're willing to wait. I'm not really not willing to wait.
No, she's got things to do. I mean, it apparently took us 2 hours.
I mean, it was a 3-hour sermon. You had to keep doing things.
Yeah,
by this time, it's probably, what, about 11 a.m.?
You guys were talking to the mayor for a while.
Okay. So let's tour
a walk.
Yeah,
a bit of a walk.
We'd probably walk directly back to the townhouse.
Yeah.
Or did you want to, I don't know, investigate the Dime?
Well, that might be, I feel like that's a good place to go at night for some reason.
It sounds right, don't it?
Yeah. Why don't we go back to the house and
lunch
get
up
food and yeah, just kind of have a little bit of a day. And prepare for a night.
Okay. Alright, so you guys go to leave the church. It is now empty. There's no one there. Because, you know, everyone's got to get to their jobs.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Traffic's on.
Jeez, if they start the day at like 11 a.m., then they get home.
It's a long day.
Yeah, I guess.
So yeah, you guys are walking through town, back towards the townhouse. Is there anything you guys want to do along the way, or are you just walking home?
Observation.
Yeah, So should we just roll up?
What's it called?
Yeah.
2.
Oh, my witch.
Bad. 4 done.
It's 8 or above, right?
Yep.
So that's 3.
Okay. So So you guys are walking along the way. You notice that there's no one out in the streets. It's ghostly quiet. But you're still seeing the signs, you know, that you saw on the car. They don't go away.
No.
They're still there. It's just reminding people of the importance of going to church every morning and reminding people that if you have to get out of a sin, go to the dime.
So this is very much the centralized philosophy of the entire city. There has to be stragglers.
Stragglers? Homeless?
Well, yeah, people who don't agree to the philosophy and thus do not benefit from it.
It seems,
like there has to be a part of town.
At this point, we're in a place where everybody, I would think the closer to the church you are, the more
yeah.
Find people who believe anyway.
Yeah, you're probably right about that. That'll have to be something we find.
We'll figure it out
later.
Yeah. So that there's nobody in the streets, just posters and
yep.
Flyers.
Yep. Yep. Just seeing not much. It is the middle of the day mm-hmm. on a Wednesday.
Do you walk by any stores?
Yeah. I mean, there's shops,
Are they open?
Yeah, like bakeries, get your meats, fish, cheeses.
There's nobody outside. They're all.
Yeah, they're all at their businesses. You might see like someone like sweeping the front doorstep.
Okay. Do you want to stop at any businesses, or should we just go?
I think we should probably stop at a diner or someplace and just listen.
Yeah, get a cup of coffee and listen.
Well, food as well.
Well, sure.
I mean, it is lunchtime.
Okay. Yeah, that's
something. And we just sat through a 3-hour sermon.
You guys didn't eat breakfast.
Yeah, I guess we'll go to the closest
dining facility.
Yeah.
Something common to get.
Stouffer's? Stouffer's used to be, have actual restaurants. Especially in, like, cities like Chicago.
Could you get that Stouffer's. Delicious lasagna there?
Basically,
I was thinking, greasy spoon kind of common kind of,
Yes.
Food for the everyman?
Bingo. Because that's kind of who we want to spy on.
Everyman.
Just maybe hear somebody disagree or somebody be like, man, the sermon today, I don't know. I want to hear if somebody else in this town is sketchy about the whole deal. So I'd want to go someplace incredibly common so we can overhear this crap.
Okay. Alright. Along the way, there are diners, restaurants.
Stop in one.
Yeah.
Okay. So you swing into a diner. It's called the Dine -er.
Well, alright.
There's not going to be too much disagreement in this place, but let's go in and
yeah, sure. Aside from searching the town for anywhere else.
It could be sarcastically named.
Yeah.
So you go in and seat yourself. There's booths, tables, there's a bar.
Sure.
Typical diner. Where do you guys want to sit?
Booth.
Okay. So a waitress comes up to you, introduces herself, gives you the whole waitress spiel,
mm-hmm.
Asks, can I
get you guys anything to drink, you know, for stuff. Typical waitress things.
Coffee. Same.
Okay, two coffees coming up.
Oh, we don't need to go through. Yeah. We order food.
Yeah.
And then we listen. So,
well, yeah, how many other people are in there?
There's quite a few.
Because it is lunch.
Yeah, it's lunch hour, so, like, the construction crew's in there. There's always construction.
Should we roll with some Capoter?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not good. You both went,
I went, ooh, because I got two tens, so I got to re-roll, but I didn't get anything from it, so. I got two. Three.
Three. And you got two? Okay. So yeah, you're hearing, like, the, some of the construction crew, talking, like, wow, that preacher really knows how to sway a message. And to think that, you know, we can do anything we want down at the dime, that's pretty incredible. Pretty incredible. And don't have to worry about our souls.
I'm gonna enjoy my coffee.
It's not there yet.
Really?
It just gets there.
Okay.
It wasn't there before. Now it's there.
I mean, like, I'm half like, how long did it take for us to pick up on something? And then I'm also like, how long is this waitress going to take to bring out this coffee?
She's really slow. She wore high heels to work, and she's a waitress, so she's got some blisters the size of pancakes.
Had to have been dressed up for church.
Yeah.
Must have been.
Great to work.
So.
Okay, I'm going to go over to the construction guys.
Okay.
I'm going to say, you couldn't help overhearing your conversation. I just got back from the war, and I was in the church today, obviously. The message was pretty amazing. Like, there can't be anybody that doesn't believe this stuff, right?
You definitely got to make a roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's like a...
It must be a fat comment.
Here's like a... I have one in subterfuge, and... under that, as one of my specialties, I have lying.
Okay.
Well, that's nice.
All right.
You are a talented liar.
Yes.
So roll...
Which
roll
is a pretty good talent to have if you're into healing wounds.
That and manipulation, I guess.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, hang on. What is it? What are you...
He's rolling...
Manipulation and...
Lying.
Lying. Well, okay.
Centrifuge. The specialty gives you...
1 point.
One extra?
No.
Okay.
I just went ahead and added the point. Should actually make a different color. Because I'm doing that.
Two.
Yeah, no, not many people around here. I wouldn't say anyone around here would dare to disagree with the priest. Not especially, you know, with his brother being the mayor.
Yeah, that's gotta complicate things.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hell, how many churches do you know that have a mayor's office in the upstairs?
Yeah, that's a good point. That doesn't happen very often. How do I word this?
While you're standing there thinking, the construction guy just got his pie. So. Eating the pie.
He's eating some pie.
I lean over. What kind of pie is that?
Pie.
Pie.
We were 3 hours from home.
Damn. I mean, what would happen if somebody didn't believe?
Well, I wouldn't wanna, I wouldn't dare, you know.
Oh, of course not.
No, nothing good. Especially, I mean, they're giving you the option for an out. They're giving you a way to vent yourself. What's the point of even disagreeing? Why bother? Just keep going along.
I sip my coffee.
Okay.
Thank you for ordering that pie.
It's a good pie.
That's a good pie. I don't think I've had pie that pie night before.
Well, I'll let you enjoy your pie. Thank you for the conversation.
A mouthful of pie. He goes, "You're welcome."
And I sit back down. You overheard that?
Yeah. It almost sounds like these guys have no sense of penance.
Yeah.
Or
there's they really take a lesson from a certain Marvel character.
Yeah, no. I don't. What is Marvel anyway?
I don't know. Maybe something. So
I don't think that's very timely of you.
I'll wait a few more years. So what do you think?
It's not even timely yet, actually.
No.
Well, I mean, it seems like we're not gonna get any air of dissent.
Not here. I was trying to figure out from him a location or a place where non-believers go, but
he seemed pretty firm in his.
He doesn't seem to fraternize with non-believers. So
yeah.
I guess we'll have to just explore the dime tonight.
Seems so. Let's go back to Mom.
Okay. Throw a little bit of money on the table and
yeah, we pay for our stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
Before we get penalized for not paying, you know, dime and dashing.
Yeah. Dime and dashing.
They nickeled and dimed us.
That pie cost a dime. I'm going to suspect something's up in that pie.
Actually, it's probably about the price of a piece of pie at that point, so.
Well, it's not. Nickel pie, man. Nickel pie.
So, yeah, I guess we go back to my house.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just going straight back.
Might as well. Unless you have any ideas.
Unless something happens to us.
Yeah.
Alright.
Or we see anything that...
So, you guys get back to the house, and, your mother's running around, you know, trying to prepare a big dinner, because that's what you do. You go to church in the morning, you spend all afternoon preparing dinner.
Yeah.
She doesn't have a job because husband took care of everything.
And, oh, that's right.
Now he's gone. So,
maybe you should spend this time looking around your house trying to trigger any of that amnesia memories.
Yeah, I'll take a look around and see if there's anything that I recognize and things that I don't recognize. I'll have to make a check.
Investigation and intelligence, okay?
Yeah. One.
So you go around the house and you see pictures like family
pictures. Not many, because...
They're not rich.
No. No. But there is a family portrait, you know. The three of you. What do you do?
I ain't sure. Just eight, so I'm not doing that. Maybe I'm getting acquainted with the building that I'm going to be staying in for a while. Or, actually, I don't reckon there's a telephone that I can use. I mean, it's the 20s. Telephone's been around for at least 50 years at this point. Not in this house, though.
No. No, that's a little too much.
Concept of payphones, probably...
Not prevalent.
Well, I would like to call the farm. See, why no one came.
Didn't know you got back.
Well, there would have been a letter sent out. It did take a couple weeks.
Get lost in the mail.
Well, it would have been like a telegraph. So it would have been delivered in person.
What you could do? As far as communication goes, they're not a very wealthy family, so phones aren't very prevalent. But you could try a business to use their phone.
I was thinking that. Probably wouldn't go back to the same diner, but is there whatever place of business?
I mean, she lives in
general store, perhaps.
Yeah, I mean, there's a corner store with whatever household
right.
needs.
So I go there and I ask if I can use the phone very politely.
Long distance?
Nope. Same county.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
So yeah. Ring up. If for whatever reason, like I don't think it would be a subsistence farm that I'm calling. It's not Jeffersonian type. It would be like corn. Or cattle, you know. So they would have a phone.
A woman answers. Your mother.
Oh, shit. Okay. I didn't even think about what I was going to say. all right. Mom, did you know I was back?
Holy hell. I thought you were dead.
I just woke up in a hospital in Chicago.
Where have you been?
In a hospital in Chicago.
How did you get... You're in Chicago. You gotta be careful down there, son.
Yeah, so I found out. It ain't really that bad.
No. You gotta be careful.
Muted. Clap in three.
Wait, so you clap and then you can yes, start with the no, you gotta be careful.
Yeah. Two. One.
No, you need to be careful down there, son. I used to live down there.
What's so bad about Sheetown?
Listen, just be careful.
Alright.
Did you ever... Where have you been? What have you done? It's been like 5 years.
What do you mean? We went to the war.
You're at the...
War didn't come to us.
We went to the war. You know,
who is we?
America!
You went to war?
Yeah.
Did not know that.
What? Am I calling my mother?
Yes.
You've been gone
for a very long time.
Was she aware there was a war?
Yeah. I mean,
America
that's
was only in the war for like a year or two. They were not a big part of World War One.
True, but I mean, there was like, could have been volunteer at that time. There were unofficial participants that could have fought for Britain. Mm. Because fuck the Kaiser. I'm just saying, that's where I've been. Where else would I've been?
You left home, you know, and I haven't heard from you since.
I was out for some kind of injury. I guess I've forgotten quite a bit. When did I leave?
I was going back a few years now. Probably four years ago.
What year is it? My, it has been a long time.
Did you find him?
What?
Your father, did you find him?
I don't remember. I didn't know what I was looking for anymore.
Listen, Chicago is where I met your father. Just be careful down there.
Will do. How's things on the farm?
Well, you know, it's...
Apparently there's not your son. About something.
Father or son to help her out.
Yeah, so I'm picking up the slack, you know, running the farm, doing farm things.
I'll be home soon. Much sooner than I'd like, actually. Just something I gotta do here.
Okay. Just please be careful.
Love you, Mom.
Love you too, son.
That's good.
Alright. Now what?
Well, apparently there's a mystery.
You going back to his place?
Well, I suppose, yeah. I mean...
Just waiting for dinner.
I got an inkling that the mystery of his father is somehow connected to the mystery of mine. Because, dramatic irony. And so, I go back to his place.
Okay. So dinner is ready, you know, that's getting later. You guys all sit down at the dinner table to break bread, and, you know, you haven't really had the chance to actually talk to your mother much, so this might be a good time.
Yeah, exactly. Ma, get to talk to the mayor today.
He's such a wonderful man.
Yes, he's very, very friendly.
He's done so much for this town, this city.
Yeah.
We built this city.
One gospel. Yes, he made an offer to us, or gave us a deal to go to the dime.
On his dime.
On his dime.
You boys wouldn't be going down there. Don't end up like your father.
Like my father? What happened?
What goes on down at that dime?
It's a place... there's there's gambling, there's brothel, there's liquor,
but isn't,
billiards,
isn't
cards.
Isn't that what... What the Lord wants?
It's just, it's not a mandatory place. You don't have to go there.
Okay.
But if you feel the inclination, it's there.
The Lord approves of it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean,
the priest said so.
Ain't nothing saying we don't partake, but the man invited us. It'd be unkind not to inspect it.
please don't end up like your father. What's spending every single night down there?
And a lot of vices.
Horse.
Horse?
Horse.
you horses. Well, you can do that. Yeah, that was a sin.
Yeah.
So we'll, ain't nothing to worry about. I'll keep an eye on him. Ain't gonna do anything nasty under my watch.
Or a Buddhist man. Let's see.
That I mean.
So, what, how long have we been, were we in the hospital where you found us?
Like I said, about three, you know, you guys were there for 3 or 4 weeks.
3 or 4 weeks. And did you just wait there for us, or for me?
Yeah, when I wasn't in church, you know. I had to keep going to church, that's important.
Sure.
Dang, sure. Yeah.
This guy knows. Why can't you be more like John?
Yeah. Come on, let's go get some pie.
The pie?
Pie.
I see you guys have been down to the dime, or...
Yes. Yes, we talked to some people down there today.
Not a fan of the name, but those construction boys get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
It's pretty funny.
So we talked to you. Said that there aren't really too many people who don't believe in...
Well, this economy is very, very focused on, you know, the church and the dime for revenue. So anyone who's might be opposed to the church views may still go to the dime. It's not that it's the one place where church people can go to go wild, if you will. It's the only place in the city for that sort of deal. So there's no other jazz clubs.
And when they talk about vices being legal there, or encouraged or whatever, does that include more dangerous vices?
Such as?
Anybody kill anybody on there?
Oh, I wouldn't put it past me. I myself have never been.
That's probably for the best.
Yeah. Probably not a good place for me to be.
So what do you do all day when, you know, after church?
Well, I pray, and you know, I gotta make dinner. So, you know, I do that.
How do you get by?
Donations.
That's nice.
The church folk, you know, they knew that, you know, you boys were overseas fighting the great fight, and they've been helping me out best they could. But of course, now that they know that you're back, they're probably going to expect you to pick up some slack and go get a job. And
yeah, the mayor said that he had heard about us.
Yeah. Yeah. Wouldn't surprise me none. He's very active.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the city is so big. It's kind of interesting that he would know us personally.
He's very involved in the community. I mean, he's such a righteous man, him and his priest brother.
Yeah.
Brother priest.
Mayor priest. Father priest. A little on the nose there.
Okay. Well, I think we're gonna
Check out the gun tonight.
Please be careful.
We will.
Question.
She was going to start clearing the table, but that stopped her.
Sorry.
I didn't know his mother was Scooby-Doo. She has 10 hours. One or the other. Are there any firearms in his home?
No. The only firearm, you know, my husband took with me. Took with him over overseas.
I'm sorry. It'd just be one hell of a twist if his mother turns out to be his missing. I mean, we got amnesia. We wouldn't know. We wouldn't know to look for that.
Mom, you cruel beard. Well, yes, I did, son.
Jeez. I can't assume that the military let us bring our weapons home with us.
Yeah, what do we have for equipment or anything on us?
You have
anything special worth putting down?
No, since you guys were both kind of blown up a bit, there's not much to take back with you.
Okay. Do we have any other injuries?
No.
Okay.
No. You guys are at 100%.
Aside from, you know, being conked on the dog.
Yep.
I'm gonna say that we're ready to head up to the dock.
Not without anything to protect us, we aren't. There's gotta be a gun shop in town.
I was gonna grab a knife or something.
It is a kitchen, so there are plenty of those.
All thanks. Gonna go get a weapon. It's a city. And it's the 20s. I should be able to get a pistol.
All right. Now, before we proceed, it is now 4:21.
Well, I was going to suggest ending right before going to the dime.
Yeah.
Like a bit of a cliffhanger.
Yep.
Yeah.
We break. We'll reconvene after supper. Yeah, that works.
Yep.
Okay.
I'm okay with that.
For right now, where are we at on the recording?
Good.
Yeah, this is an hour and 44 minutes. So, what we're going to do is...
What do you press?
I actually want to do a little bit of a closer, because I'll upload this as a separate episode.
Yeah. Okay.
So, tune in next time for,
more,
confusion.
Mostly. Post-war mystery. What is the dime?
Will John get a gun?
You damn right John's gonna get a gun.
Brother John.
Brother John. But, what is the dime? What's the connection between priest and priest?
Where have our fathers gone?
Where have all the fathers gone? Long time passing? Maybe. Tune in next week.
Tony Bananas 20-sided extravaganza.